Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, the first half in the books, and Harbor Beach leads 31-25 over the Ubley Bearcats. A very, very good first half. Let's go through the stats first on the Ubley side of things. First off, the thing I'd like to point out in the second quarter, Marshall Lifran had all 14 points for Ubley. Of all 14 points in the second quarter, Marshall Lifran had 14.
Well, I'll tell you what, this young man, he's the real deal. He can score from anywhere, and he does.
And he has 16 overall. The other points, well, it's quite simple in my half. Number 32, Gabe Messing, has 3, and that was from 3 free throws. And then Josh White has 6. And there you go. That's their 25 points right there. On the other side of things, Harbor Beach. Aaron Gittler has 1 point. Jason Hansen has 3 on a single 3. Eli Kraft, the big scorer for Harbor Beach. He has 7 in the first quarter. Then he had another, let's see, he had 9 in the second quarter, so he has 16 already.
Quick hands. That's what's doing. He's getting a layup.
And he's had about 4 or 5 steals already in the first half. Then Jordan Booms, he has 5. And Andrew Seaman with the nifty little left hand there, he has 6. And all those coming in the second quarter.
Beautiful little baby hook.
Now, it's marvelous. Reminds me of my old playing days there. Now,
both schools are just really, they're shooting on a torrid pace. Ubley, 8 for 14. I'm sure, you know, Coach Pickle is going to take that any day. That's 57% clip. But then all of a sudden, Harbor Beach, they all of a sudden started lighting it up. Now, yes, it's granted, they've had a few layups, six of them. But it still increases your percentage. In Harbor Beach had 13 field goals out of 18 tries for 72%. Stat-wise, I'm sure Coach Rubel would really take that home also.
Oh, both.
But you also know is that the first half, we really played just to kind of get rid of it, not get into too bad of a situation like foul trouble and so on. And, you know, this is where the real game begins in the third quarter.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're shooting 72% against 57%, and the score is only 31-25, you know everyone's taking some smart shots and when they should be taking shots.
What was intriguing me was that the shot selection opened up for Harbor Beach just by some smarts. And Coach Rubel did, and I mentioned this a few times, that he did open up the zone, Ubley zone a little bit, by placing a man, and mostly it was Aaron Ginther, underneath the zone. It was down by the baseline and where the lane for the three-second lane starts, right in that little corner there. That's where he planted his man. Now, the zone has to respect that, and they have to go down on that and collapse down that, and you still have guards up on top that have to respect the outside shot, and so that opens up the inside when they begin to collapse down. Then it opens up the outside. It's really a nifty little move that Coach Rubel has done.
Well, you're tuned to WLAW. We're going to take a quick break. We're about 2.5 minutes away from tip in the second half. You're tuned to WLAW. Harbor Beach leads 31-25 over Ubley. You're tuned to WLAW.
your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan. Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
The new year heralds it's coming. An event unrivaled that will change everything. This January, everything will be consumed by black. The Black January sales event at Thumb Cellular. Mankind will witness the biggest BlackBerry event ever. Customers will seize their destinies and experience the power and productivity of a BlackBerry smartphone. They will choose from a BlackBerry Curve 3, a BlackBerry Curve 4, a BlackBerry Storm 2, or a BlackBerry-style smartphone free with a one-year contract and smartphone data plan. From among these heroes, legends will be born when they take hold of the power of a BlackBerry Torch or a BlackBerry Bold free with a two-year contract and smartphone data plan. Terms of service apply. Available at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event. 1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
Well, to the demise of my commercial scheme, we're starting early here. 8 minutes around the clock in the third quarter. 31-25, Harbor Beach leads. Ubley's going to be getting it to start the second half. Ubley now moving left to right across your radio.
Button it up. This is where the game begins right here.
Nick Sweeney pass gets it from Austin Drake. He's dribbling from his left side. Liefrand from the top passes into Josh White. It's tipped like three times. It's almost intercepted by Harbor Beach twice, and looks like Ubley stepped on the line. It's going to be a turnover for Ubley. That play right there was a little different than we saw in the first half. Liefrand at the top trying to feed it in directly to Josh White at the post.
Little adjustment that Ubley made halftime.
And here come the Pirates. Draft that top. Get back. And he passes into, tries to get to Ginther, who is trying to do the little runner there into the post. Deflected by Ubley. And it's Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 7.5 minutes left, 31-25. Kraft passes into Seaman right in, and the reverse left, no good. And the Boons goes up for it, and Liefrand just smashes it out of the hand. Here come the Bearcats. Messing drives the white baseline. He puts it up. This one's right over the hoop. Josh White brings in the rebound, and he forces his way in. And that's a charge. Offensive foul on Josh White. His first of the game, first of the second half for the Bearcats. And that was a good call. He basically lowered his shoulder, drove right through.
He must be a heck of a football player because I'll tell you what, he laid him out.
Yes, he did. And if you're going to foul, foul good.
Make it a good one.
That's right. 7.25 left in the third quarter, 31-25. Same score as at halftime as the Pirates bring it down. Kraft, right to left across your radio. Over to Ginther in the far corner. Boom, stop the key. Or to Hanson. Stop the key, back up to Kraft. Kraft up and going, starts his dribble, backs up to you. He's got 8 feet between him and Sweeney. Ginther on the right side, now being guarded by Messing. Seaman down the post, up to Booms to the elbow, or to Ginther in the right corner. Up to Booms, the extended free throw line. This one's up for short inside of the three. This is no good. Rebound by Seaman, and Kraft has it in the far corner. Booms at the top of the key. Up to Ginther has Kraft at the back up top of the key. 6.5 minutes left. Offensive rebound, keeping this one alive for Harbor Beach on this drive. And another side. He takes the long three. This one's up. No good. And rebound, Josh White. Here come the Bearcats. Nick Sweeney brings it down the far side. And he's trying to push the ball into Josh White. Free throw line. Gets into the wide frame, down to the left post. He puts it up. No good. This was a little errant. And rebound, Josh White. Tipped out of bounds by Aaron Ginther. And it's Harbor Beach. It's ugly ball underneath their own hoop. End of the first period. Deckerville leads back to the Fairgrounds, 16-13. Liefrand underneath his own hoops. 6-14 left in the third. 31-25, same score as at halftime. Harbor Beach leads by six. Liefrand tries to dribble in. Looks like there's a little hand check there on Seaman. And then more importantly, that is Seaman's third foul of the game, folks. Harbor Beach's first foul of the second half as Sloan Glasky, number 44 for Harbor Beach, checks into the game. He's going to be replacing Seaman. And Coach Ron Ribble wants to bench him, save him for the remainder of the game. Drake has it underneath his own hoop. light brand white switch underneath on the hoop. Messing on the right side. Up the screen and stop the team. Drake on the left side takes the three-pointer from about 3 feet behind. Hey-o! The long three from Austin Drake goes in. And his first points of the game, a three. It's now 31-28. Harbor Beach has Josh White steals it away from Boom. And here comes the momentum from the